Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. I pray that you are enjoying your day. It is Sunday, July 26th. The sun is shining. It is a beautiful day out there, and I am hopeful and I am encouraged in the Lord. Hope thou in God. Everything we need is in Jesus Christ. Rely on Him. Rely on His word. Speak boldly in this last day. We almost home. Hallelujah. We on third base. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We are on third base. We are almost home, and I thank God for it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Bless your mighty and holy name. Thank you, Lord, for being able to keep us from falling and present us faultless in your presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God be glory, dominion, majesty, and power, both now and forever. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty word. Teach us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back to Romans. We're going to finish up today, hopefully, talking about a little bit about the two natures, that war within us, that tug of war to do good, and then evil is there. You want to do right, but then your members, your body is saying, oh, go this other way. That tug of war constantly coming against your mind. Paul dealt with it. All the saints do. People deal with it, but it is true reliance and submission and commitment and faith in God that makes all the difference in the world. And we must have faith in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11:6, because he that sees God or believes God must first believe that he is. That's seeing God. No man has seen God face to face, but seeing God is in the spirit, that we rely on him through our faith. Then we can see his ways, his nature, his character, by looking in the word and believing what we read. So in Romans 7:21, we're going to begin there. It says, Paul saying, I find then, I'm going to back up to 20. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Know that. He says, I find then a law. It is a law, which means it's a statute. It's something that is prevalent, and it's something that is going to be there. It's a commandment, so to speak, that he says, I find then a law. It's something of a permanent nature while we are over here on this side. It is a factual thing. We have laws in the land. You know, don't steal, don't run red lights. There's consequences for it. And so, therefore, we have the law of not running the light. And the consequence is that if we run the light and get caught, we get a ticket. And so, I want to do good and not speed. But in order for me to not speed, the law is there to not go over 65 miles per hour on the freeway. You get that? So he's saying, I find then a law that when I want to do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, according to the inward man. Our inward man is desiring to do the will of God and to follow his commandments. For I delight in the law of the Lord after the inward man. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is always willing to do good, and the spirit delights in the Lord, and in his law doth we meditate day and night. That is in Psalms 1. So that's a blessed man that delights in the law of the Lord. That inward man does delight, but the flesh does not. Verse 23, but I see another law in my members, in my body, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Look at all those laws. Evil is right alongside with good. He said, but I find in another law in my members. There's a law in my members that is warring after doing evil. And says that is warring against the law of my mind. Lord, will warring against the law of my mind in my spirit, saying, do this wrong. Do this, take this, do that. This is the way you get ahead. You know, go against God. Go against the. See, it doesn't say go against God because the enemy is slick, but that's what we're doing. It comes in a different form. Comes in the form of this is what you have to do to get ahead. You got to do this. You got to do that. Oh, and this is right to do it because you're ambitious. You're after things. You want to be successful. And so in order to be successful, this is what you got to do. The devil is a liar. He comes in a subtle form. He has transformed himself into an angel of light. He looks like something good, but he's not. And so it's warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. See, three laws in there. The law of sin, which is in my members. Oh my goodness. The law of sin. What is that? The law of sin. Sin entered into the world by the first Adam. But the last Adam was Jesus. And we have an advocate with the Father that goes to the throne of God because he is seated on the right hand of God in the form of a man that came down and arrested that sin and brought that sin into subjection to his law, which is grace and truth. And he brought in that law. He brought in the law of grace. And thank God for grace, that we might receive help if we call on his name. So Jesus came and superseded all those other laws that were bringing us into the captivity, the law of sin, the law that's in our members, warring against the law of our mind, warring against the law of the spirit, desiring to do its own thing and not go with God. Jesus brought all that into captivity, and now we rely on him. Amen. But Paul says, after verse 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And here is the answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. But we got to go further. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The Spirit of Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death, because sin brings forth death. I love you on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Follow the Lord. Hold on to his unchanging hand. In Jesus' name, join me next time on The Word of Me. God bless.